say to watch out for week two, because that's going to get kind of crazy, because we're going to have a war between the Lumi fans and the E-Jammy fans. because James Scott and Brian DeTillo are both in week two. So everybody should tune in for that one, because that's going to be a crazy week.
Welcome, folks, to another edition of Daytime Confidential. It's me, Luke, and today I have with me Danny from SoapHunks.net, because we are going to be discussing Adonis 2008, which launches on Wednesday the 14th, which is open voting, and you will be able to vote for whichever hunk of the nominees or the 32 nominees you want to vote for. Welcome, Danny.
Hello. Thank you for having me back.
Oh, well, it's a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to visit with you, and you're one of the best fan sites out on the web, and it's always a pleasure to have you on the podcast. Now, making her podcast debut is a longtime online friend of mine by the name of Nikki. Nikki and I have been friends on Instant Messenger for probably 5, maybe 6 years now, pretty much as long as almost as long as I've known Belinda and Mike. So, welcome, Nikki.
Hello, hello.
You and I very rarely agree on anything. Now, granted, most people on my staff would say that they don't agree with me either. However, we've actually started keeping a running total, because it is so rare that we ever agree on anything. When we do, it is a major feat. So we'll see how we get through this episode. But welcome. It's going to be a pleasure having you with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Danny, tell us about this year's Adonis 2008, because that's what we're here for, to talk about your annual contest that you have running on your site.
All right. Well, this is the fifth year of it. We started with Adonis 2004, and it's gotten progressively more popular every year, so I assume this one will be more popular than ever. Last year, we would get votes in the millions, and so I guess that'll keep up this year. It gets so popular, I almost can't believe it. But we just announced the 32 semifinalists this past Wednesday at my site's chat room, and we randomly put all the 32 guys in a box, and I pulled them out one by one to see who'd be on which week to compete against each other. And so all that's been done, and it's out on the site, and people can see who they're going to have to pick through for each week. And so they're going to have some hard decisions to make.
I know that this year, because there's been a lot of stars returning. For instance, Sean Christian returned to Daytime. He was once on As the World Turns. Now he is on Days of Our Lives. What is your criteria for the stars? They have to have been on television for how long?
They have to air during this contest period without planning to leave before the contest is over. So it gets kind of strange. I've already got the Passions people mad at me, because all of those people are ineligible this year, because Passions will be off the air before the contest is over. So that automatically disqualifies them, because you've got to air from the semifinals on through to the end. And so, but that means people like Brandon Beamer, who's coming back to Bold and the Beautiful, and Jason Cook, who's about to start on General Hospital, they are eligible. So, you know, you kind of have the good with the bad there.
Well, before we get to this year's contestants, why don't you refresh people on the previous year's winners?
Okay, we've had a different winner every year, and every network has actually had a winner, so I'm glad to see that. The first year, when hardly anybody knew about it, Justin Bruning from All My Children was the winner, so that was ABC. And then the next year, his runner-up, Mark Collier from As the World Turns, he went from second place to first place, so he won for CBS. And then the next year, NBC got a chance at it, because Eric Marksaw from Passions won. And then in last year's contest, Days of Our Lives got their first winner, when James Scott pretty much ran away with it. Every week he was by far out in front. So those are our four winners so far.
And I actually broke the news to Justin Bruning that he won the first one. He was like, what?
Oh, you did? Was this on his website in person? Or, because I know you get around to some of the fan events.
It was actually at the St. Jude's benefit. Me and my friend Adrian bumped into him when we mentioned it to him. He had no idea. He's like, oh, well, that's nice. I'll have to go look at that. You had no idea.
And I should make a note of that, because I haven't mentioned that yet. One of the other reasons why Nikki is on this episode is because she is an occasional blogger at Daytime Confidential. Though it may be rare and in between soaphunks.net, Adonis 2000 insert number, or the Soaphunk Awards are always something that she pays special attention to. So throughout the awards, she's going to be blogging for Daytime Confidential about it. So that is also one of the reasons why she is here. Who are the new people who have never been nominated before who are contestants this year, Danny?
Let's see. I'll have to go through and look. Now, Brandon Barris, General Hospital, this is his first year of eligibility. And Sean Christian, even though he's, you know, thought of as a longtime soapunk, this is the first year he's actually qualified, because it's been a while since he was on, I guess, One Life to Live was his last soap, and that was before Adonis 04, so he's in. Then we got Van Hanses from As the World Turns. He's up for the first time. And let's see
Murray.
Here. Who?
Oh,
Murray
Bartlett.
Bartlett, Guiding Light, that's right. That's a personal favorite, I think, here of Nikki's.
Yes. Let me tell you, she heralds his, I was going to say attributes, but that may be the wrong word.
It may be the right word.
Well, I was trying to be a little bit more diplomatic, but yes, she heralds the positive things about him as an actor whenever she can on Instant Messenger.
And then we got Billy Magnuson, the new Casey on As the World Turns. He's in, I believe, the first time. Josh Duhon, General Hospital. Jake Silverman, As the World Turns. Dylan Bruce, As the World Turns. John Brotherton, One Life to Live. Mark Lawson, One Life to Live. And so we got quite a few new people in. I think that's all of them.
Are there any
Lawrence St. Victor's first year, isn't it?
No, he was in last year. He just didn't do very well.
Now, are there any omissions of people who may have not made it that would be previous year contestants?
Let's see. The closest, the last people cut, I believe, were, I'm trying to remember, John Prescott, the new Mike Kasmoff on As the World Turns. He just missed. And Michael Jenkins from Bold and the Beautiful was just barely off the list. But I kind of went over all the possible people in chat with a lot of the people that come to the site every week, and they seem to kind of zero in on these as the ones that we needed in.
Now, is there any type of age limits on it?
No age limits. I don't know how the youngest person is, but I know that I believe Sean Christian is the oldest at 42 this year. No, that could be wrong, but I believe that's correct.
I think so. I think you're right.
I've seen some message boards already discussing that, you know, how dare he not put Drake Augustin in or Peter Reckle in or whoever that, you know, would be older than that. In past years, I've noticed that those guys don't generally do well, so I know they have fans, but...
And you omitted your favorite this year.
Hello, Don Diamont, my all-time favorite soapunk. I didn't put him in this year, so... Nobody can say I'm doing it on my personal favorites.
Now,
he'd be near the top of the list.
Now, Daniel Cosgrove, was he a new addition to this list? Because I know he returned to Guiding Light, but I don't know if he was on during previous incarnations of your contest.
I believe he was in the first year. I don't think he made it out of the semifinal. I know he didn't make it out of the semifinals, but he was eligible.
I think he'll do better this year because of busy. Busy coupling.
I'd really like to get a Guiding Light or Bold and the Beautiful guy in the finals. Those are the only two soaps who've never been in the finals. I guess part of those two soaps suffer because, well, they're on CBS, and CBS has the fewest online people to vote, where the NBC and ABC people are a lot more vocal online. But, I think maybe they both have a shot this year. I think Brandon Beamer probably is Bold and Beautiful's best chance ever, and Guiding Light has some real contenders, Murray Bartlett and Daniel Cosgrove.
What else about this makes it such an event for the fans? Because I know, is this the one where you're allowed to vote up to 1,000 times per day? Or is that SoapNet Awards?
It's this one, but it's per week.
Oh, per week, okay.
You get 1,000 votes per week, and we're actually trying something a little different this year. What I consider the point of the whole contest is to get people more familiar with the guys on every soap, so... I've had people say, well, I can't vote this week because there's nobody from my soap during this semifinal week. And I'm like, that's no reason not to vote. You're not here to cheerlead for which show you watch, you're here to vote for the hottest guy. And it's very possible that the hottest guy is not on the show you watch.
Oh, come on. They will never believe that the hottest guy is never on their soap. That won't happen.
Well, they will if I can educate them. This year, they're going to have to do, rather than you just show up and cast your 1,000 votes for your guy, this year what you have to do is you have to look at all 8 guys that are in the week, and you have to rank them from number 1 to number 8, you know, from your most favorite to your least favorite. So I know that they at least have to look at the people. Even if they don't know who they are, they're going to have to cast the ballot for everybody.
So in addition to this being great online entertainment that runs for 16 weeks, it's also educational. So basically, in other words, you're turning your site into edutainment. Is that what you're saying?
That is exactly right. This is not just about the physical beauty of these men. This is about educating my public.
Okay. Now,
that's historian. He's sticking to it.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, how much education have you gotten over the last few years, Nikki?
She ought to be Einstein.
Let me see. Sean Christian in the steam room, I think that was highly educational. But
in addition to this, you mentioned the chats, but tell us some more about the chats that people can participate in when you announce the winners of each round. Because I know they're quite popular, but you can also do them in, it's not just necessarily normal chat, if people also have video cameras on their computers that they can actually tune in that way, can they not?
That's right. These are Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, and they really started every week to do Adonis results, but they kind of became popular, so we now do them year-round, whether we have any Adonis results to do or any other site business, or sometimes we just hang out and chat. But what happens is during the summer they'll show up, and everybody can turn on the cam and see me and hear me and all that. So it's just like watching American Idol or something, only it's just me sitting in my office where I just, you know, turn on the music and announce the results and try to make it as dramatic as possible. And
we give you a lot of crap.
Imagine that. Imagine Nikki giving people crap. That
yes,
would be something.
That would be hard to believe.
Well,
but
now,
I drag it out. I try to twist the knife and make the fan bases who are all each there to support their guy, make them sweat a little bit before I tell them whether they're
guy's safe or not. Yeah, if we could strangle you through the webcam, we would.
That's right. So, anyway, but it's a lot of fun.
Well, and if I'm not mistaken, Nikki's told me on Instant Messenger that some of the stars have actually showed up for these chats.
Yeah, that's when I knew that my site had kind of gone to the next level, because it was really just sort of a little hobby of mine for the first several years. And then Adonis sort of took it into the next level, because last year, Adrian Bellani, who finished second from Passions, he showed up 3 times and turned on his cam and everything, so we knew it was really him. And then earlier this year, I got Brandon Beamer there. And, I mean, they're just coming on their own accord and just to hang out with the fans and things. And so you never know who might show up. It's really, really been something.
Well, and if anybody's listened to the interview that we did with Brandon Beamer recently before he signed on to Bold and the Beautiful, he's just the type of guy who takes and is willing to do stuff for the fans like that. And It's great that the stars are doing it, and it's great that your site is becoming so popular, and being able to pull them in. That's totally awesome. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Didn't one of Brandon's relatives like vote for him, like his aunt or something?
Yeah, that was the I guess that was in the year-end awards. She sent me an email saying that I'm his like 85-year-old aunt, and I don't really know if my vote went through. Can you check for me? And so I went and looked, and sure enough, there was some a vote there from an 80-whatever-year-old woman, and I wrote her back and said, yeah, it made it.
Okay, I'm almost scared to ask, what categories was he nominated for?
I think they were all below the neck, let's just put it that way. But she voted for him all the way down. And so when he came to chat that time, he didn't have a cam, so I thought, how do I know this isn't just, you know, some imposter? And so I sent him a message and said, what's your aunt's name? Because I remembered, and he wrote back, and I'm like, yep, that was right. And, you know, nobody would know that but him. So that way it was really cool that I had a way to verify that it was really him.
Now, Nikki, you've been in on these chats for a very long time. Do you have any stories you can tell?
Anything you want to air? Oh, no, I don't know. let's see here. When Adrian Bellani was on, if he won, Sophie was actually Danny, or however you want to call you. You were actually going to take your shirt off for everybody, but he lost. So
that's right.
So it's like an inside joke trying to get Danny to take his shirt off. But it just
well, it was actually the opposite. We were trying to get Adrian to take his off. But he said he would if I would. And I said, well, I will if you win. And
it's a crazy dynamic in that chat room between Norma and SoCal and Soapy and DC and a bunch of the rest of us. We have a really good time picking on each other and battling over which one of our guys is the hottest. It just gets kind of nuts in there.
It sounds like it's going to be an entertaining 16 weeks coming up. And if you haven't yet joined the chat, I suppose if it's being announced on the 14th for people to tune in, that's this coming Wednesday. So go to soapunks.net if you plan on voting and wanting to hear the results live. Now, is there anything that they have to do specifically to register for the chat?
No, all you have to do is go to the voting page. It's going to be soapunks.net/vote, and you'll fill out the little ranking of, you know, who's your favorite, all the way to who's your least favorite, and then you can put in comments that I might read during the results show. But as long as you tell me your name and your age and your location and things like that, you're good to go.
I do want to say to watch out for week two, because that's going to get kind of crazy, because we're going to have a war between the Lumi fans and the E-Jammy fans.
That's correct.
Because James Scott and Brian DeTillo are both in week two. So everybody should tune in for that one, because that's going to be a crazy week.
Any other highly competitive rivalries coming up?
Well, let's see. There's some weeks that there's more than one GH guy in it. Now, I don't know that they're, you know, going to be fan base, you know, the fan bases that are against each other. But week two is definitely the one, because there's only 4 days semifinalists and three of them landed in week two. So we'll have to
week
see how
four
that
is
goes.
The dark horse week.
Yeah, week four has a lot of lesser-known guys that could sneak in that might not be able to get in with some of the heavyweights in other weeks. But then Jason Thompson is down there, too. I think he may cruise.
I was going to say, you have Austin Peck, Jason Thompson, Tyler Christopher, and all in week four, and as well as John Driscoll, who's been around for a while. That might be an interesting week for people who are fans, because I can see the Days of Our Lives people possibly coming out for Austin Peck going up against Jason Thompson. That could be something.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting to see what happens with Austin Peck this year. He's actually got a bad stigma of he's been the first person voted out twice in two of the different finals in 05 and 07. But now I think he's a lot more popular on As the World Turns than he was on Days. I personally think he's a lot better. So, you know, maybe
week three is going to be highly competitive too, though.
That's got Greg Vaughn and
my guy, you know.
Yeah, Marie Bartlett. Aiden Turner is that week. He's made the finals before. Cameron Matheson, Brandon. Oh, you're right. That week three is going to be kind of rough. They're all rough. They're all good looking.
So it's all rough and tumble at Adonis 2008 Edutainment Extravaganza. Is that what it is?
More or less, right.
Well, we would encourage everybody to check out soapunks.net on May 14th. Tune in for the chat, and you said that was at 10 p.m. Eastern, correct? 7 Pacific?
Right.
Just in case, for some reason, in case you might have a problem or it might take you a little bit of time to go through the process of registering and voting, you might want to do that a little bit early so that you can actually get into the chat for the announcements on time. It's been a pleasure having both of you on. Nikki, it's the first time talking to you. It's a pleasure.
Yeah. Been interesting.
Danny, as always, it's great having you on the podcast. You're welcome back anytime, as always. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, so any topics you guys want to discuss about soaps real quick?
I wish I could have been on your Daytime Emmy podcast, because I was just as furious as everybody else.
Yeah, me too. I was livid. You know, Luke, I was about to throw my computer into the wall. I was so mad.
Yeah, I know Nikki's listened to the CBS and Days podcast where Jay went off on the whole younger actors categories. Was there any particular category that was that got you guys upset?
The younger actress one was the one that made me the most upset. I think it's just because, well, first of all, I think a lot of really good younger actresses got completely ripped off that have actually had airtime. Whereas, like, Tam and Sursuk, she, like, has had no airtime this year at all. But like Kirsten Storms and Mandy Bruno, for crying out loud, those two are amazing, and they just totally got passed over, and that made me really mad.
What I thought was ridiculous, I mean, every year there's something that makes me mad, but usually you can temper that with, well, at least they got so-and-so in. But this year, every category was at best questionable, and at worst, just ridiculous. I mean, I thought Kathy Breyer was a lock to win, let alone be nominated.
Oh, yeah, she should have been.
I mean, she's been nominated in the past with much less material. And so you're telling me when she knocked it out of the park this year on One Life to Live and not even nominated?
I honestly believe that this has nothing to do with people's talent and everything to do with block voting.
I mean, Young and the Restless was widely regarded as having one of its worst years ever, where the head writer gets fired and everything, but yet it's still worth that many nominations.
And for people who didn't even have airtime, and if they did have airtime, had nothing to show for it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Any other topics that you thought of were of interest? I know. Okay, Nikki, I'll just give you an opportunity to talk about Marie Bartlett for those of people who are fans like yourself. You have the floor if you would like to expound on him in any way.
Oh, sure. Put me on the spot. Okay. I think that he has been highly underrated, and I think, and this was something I heard on one of your other podcasts, I agree that the people they have on the shows that do kind of more of a comedic type front, where and not as much as a angsty drama, get kind of passed over. Because when he first started on the show, he was hilarious. I mean, and the dynamic between the Cyrus and Marina characters, they were absolutely hilarious when they were together. And now he's just, I'm kind of mad at how they're writing his character, because they're kind of not using his talent, and they're making him kind of boring and whiny, and I gotta give Murray props. I mean, he totally, you know, hits it out of the park every time, no matter what he's been given. But I seriously think that he's been underrated and that he needs better material.
Have either of you guys been watching One Life to Live?
That's the only show I watch every day.
That's actually the one show I don't watch.
Oh, you should start. It's so good.
I was going to ask you, Danny, what have you thought since Ron has been back?
I actually think that it was actually not, if you compare all the shows, it was one of the better ones for striking writers. But when he came back, you could really tell, because it went up, you know, into
the stratosphere
level, you know. I mean, it was really good. That first episode when he came back, when the Kramer women all suddenly found their cojones again, it was so good. And I don't fast forward anything. I really think One Life to Live right now is the best any soap has been in at least 5 years.
Oh, totally. I mean, agree with
been,
you.
There's been other storylines on other shows more recently that I've liked, but I'm talking about the show as a whole. I think probably the least interesting storyline right now is the McBain, Antonio, Talia little thing they're doing, and I even think that is somewhat interesting. So when that's the worst you got, you know you're doing really well.
And that sort of leads me to a topic I want to ask. Nikki, I know you watch As the World Turns, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
I actually stopped watching when Grayson left.
Okay.
So I haven't watched lately.
But you did watch when Hunt Block was on there as Craig, correct?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Did you like him as Craig?
You know, I loved how he played Craig, but I hated Craig, you know, because I was a Dusty fan, so... but Humplock's a genius. I mean, he was just... And you want to know what the scenes that Hunt and Grayson had together, where they were, like, evil to each other? I mean, they just rocked it. It was awesome. So, yeah, Humplock rocked on As the World Turns.
Well,
particularly when Hogan Shepherd's writing for him.
Well, and that was the thing. I loved him on As the World Turns, but when he first arrived on One Life to Live, a lot of One Life to Live fans who were, say, strictly ABC fans, didn't really warm up to him that quickly because they had him in what at the time was just a terrible role. But now since he's become police chief, the ABC fans are warming up to him more. I'm hoping that they will learn to like him as much as the World Turns fans has, because once you understand the type of actor he is, he's just great.
Oh, I totally agree. I've liked him ever since Knots Landing, which was in the late 80s.
Yeah, and can't say that I actually watched that one.
Yeah,
me either. think
y'all are making me feel old.
You know, another show that I want to give props to that is really upping their writing and doing really good is Days of Our Lives. I'm really impressed right now with the entire show. It's not very often that I have several characters and several couples that I'm rooting for on the same show. So Days of Our Lives has actually been my favorite lately. So I think that major props to them. Their writing has really improved.
Are you enjoying having Nicole back?
You know, I'm not so sure. I've never really been a Nicole fan, but I'm kind of enjoying her. I think they seriously need to tone down the comedic Nicole, though, because when she gets kind of, I don't know, into the inner hurt type thing, she really does good in those scenes.
And
I think they need to bring Brandon back. That would be fun.
And folks,
I would love that. Days would have me back every day if Matt Zedangelo came back. Oh, my goodness.
And this is a perfect example as to why Nikki and I never agree on anything, because I love Nikki, or I love Nicole, I should say, in a comedic role. So for me, having her back in with comedy is great. That's not to discount the fact that she isn't good when she does the hurt stuff, but I just love her as Slosh Nicole. Drunk Nicole, Slosh Nicole, love her.
I love her, too. Yeah. The only thing I'll say with that is sometimes on Days when you get comedic, you never get to go back.
True.
And there's been people in the past that, you know, once they kind of wrote them as funny, then the show doesn't know how to make them dramatic again. Jack Devereaux had that problem.
I will say something controversial. Everybody may hate me for this. This is a huge controversy right now, but I love Chelsea and Daniel together. They're like one of my new favorite couples of all time. If anybody wants to yell at me for that, fine, whatever. But
I think you just like forbidden couples.
The May-December romance. I love it. I don't know. It's kind of like, you know, Lusty Revisited. It's just, it's awesome. I love it.
And for those of you who may not be aware, Lusty is referring to As the World Turns, Lucy and Dusty.
I remember back in Adonis 04, you were Grace and Makusha's biggest fan.
Oh, heck yes. I love Grayson. He needs to grow out the hair, though. Seriously, that's what got him last year, is he kept cutting his hair.
Grr.
Well, folks, we hope you have enjoyed this after the show. We thank you for listening. Until next time, so long.